views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you, so feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have one of my favorite sisters. Cindy Lee Yelland has overcome various physical challenges to inspire others to unleash the goddess within. Through the Sisterhood of Belly Dance and one of her troops, the Loose Hip Sisters, meets once a week to encourage women and some brave men to dance to the music in their souls. After having surgery to have her entire spine fused at the age of 13 and being told she would be in a wheelchair by the time she hit her 30s, she surprised everyone with her determination to conquer many obstacles and prove them all wrong. Cindy dances as the angel on the loose with her 8-foot-tall wings throughout Western Canada. She also has an extensive background in counseling women with abuse, addiction, and incarceration issues, as well as her training in crystals, feng shui, and psychic readings. She is now taking flight with the dragon from Tales from the Vector. Welcome, Cindy Lee. Are you there?
I sure am.
It's good to hear your voice. And I know you've been very, very busy. What have you been up to?
Oh, geez. Well, just recently here in Kelowna, I was dancing with my big wings at the New Thought Conference here. They had their 10th annual one here in Canada. It was held in Kelowna, so I was privileged enough to be able to come down and dance and share some wonderful energy with the beautiful musicians and do that. It was a live presentation, so that was kind of fun, and that was just a few days ago. So.
Yeah, it's been very busy, and I know there's a lot of people out there right now, a lot of people preparing for the end of school. Some kids are out of school, some kids are still in. So we just want to, you know, on today's show, we are doing dragon readings, like the dragon card readings. And, you know, Cindy, you've been playing with the cards for a while. But before we talk about the dragons and that, I just wanted to say I like to pick a card at the beginning. And the one that's really standing out today is the card number 5, Innocence, or card number 4, sorry, Innocence. And Innocence, and it's a baby dragon. She's white, and every baby dragon has an angel that is with them. And this dragon was the third big dragon that I painted. And she is actually like in an ocean of love. And she's got pearls all around her. And her angel is very tired because dragon babies are a lot of work to look after. So he's tied her string. They have a crystal cord that keeps them together. And he tied it to his big toe while he has a little nap. And so this is kind of how the energy feels right now. A lot of people graduating from high school, and, you know, children graduating from grade 8 into high school. And you know, it's a very busy time for a lot of people, a lot of innocence out there. And what this card has to say about that is that the difference between innocence and naivety. So we always want to, you know, we can choose to keep our heart open no matter what happens to us in life. And we can also choose not to be naive about that. And so what I mean by that is, you know, you want to remain innocent. And at the same time, people can choose to be innocent and be very aware. And so that's what this card is about. And so, you know, I would just like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, Cindy. I gave you a bit of your bio there, but, you know, what's been, what is the driving force for this? Because you're my first dragon sayer. tell people, what drew you to this?
I know meeting you before at some of the things that we've taught together in some of the workshops and that sort of stuff at the women's retreat.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was always the Spring Festival fascinated. Awareness and yes.
I've always been kind of fascinated and just sort of drawn to the dragons. They, you know how they show up. They show up in your life. And then, you know, I would like to say that I chose that, but actually, they choose you, right?
Yeah.
You know how that works. And,
well, you know,
you
and I, as you said, you know, we've spoken together at different events, and you know, and you were going through a major health crisis for a couple of years, and now, you know, that's pretty much resolved, is it not?
It sure is, yeah. Much to my happiness, it's pretty much resolved. And well, as you know, when I came to you when I was quite ill and about 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah, and you don't have
having a hard time gaining weight. And now I'm calling her going, I could lose a few pounds.
And I said, I refuse. I refuse to shift you into losing weight after spending 2 years empowering you to gain it.
Yeah.
But it was really, you know, it was really a trying time for you because, and, you know, here you are, you're very vibrant, you know, you've been through a lot of different challenges. And so what was the underlying, like you were having stomach issues and you had surgery. Do you want to just tell people a little bit because they may not, you know, be aware of your history of having the surgery on your spine. What was that about?
Well, I guess it would be 13 years old. I was actually a gymnast and a competitive diver, and I was quite athletic. And I ended up having scoliosis, which is a curve in your spine. And at that time, from the time, usually for girls, it's about the age of 12 to 13, in that 1 year where you kind of shoot up, you know, where you go from being a child, and you usually have that one summer where you have your growth spurt. When that happened, it became apparent that my spine was curving at a quite alarming rate. And so that was when they rushed me in and completely fused my spine. I was in a body cast for a year. And it was actually, I remember having doctors tell me, well, you know, you're never going to have children. You're going to be, by the time you're 30, you're going to be crippled in a wheelchair and you're going to be experiencing a lot of pain in your life. And I remember thinking, yeah, whatever.
That's the Cindy I know and love. I don't think so.
Because people do ask me, they say, you know, because I do a lot of motivational speaking, and then I dance. I usually dance, and then I tell my story. And the question that I get every time is, why is it, do you think, that you are where you are now, and you didn't, you know, succumb to being in a wheelchair when you were 30. And I said, well, the key is to actually believe what you think. you can do positive affirmations all you want, but if you don't believe them, they're not going to work for you.
Well, yeah, when it comes to affirmations, I talk a lot about this. Affirmations are, if you just keep repeating them and you actually, it's not so much for me that you believe in them, but that you're strong to the energy.
Yeah.
Because you could be weak to specific words in what you're saying. And right. as you say them in a weak state, you weaken your position even more. And so the belief in it, I'm getting what you're talking about, is that you know, making sure that you're energetically in alignment with those statements. Because if you're not energetically in alignment with statements that you repeat over and over again, it's kind of like I tell people who are in the gym on a treadmill. If they're on the treadmill and they're running in place and their thoughts are all about how you know, I should be here and I should be getting, you know, I have to go get the groceries and then I'm going to have to take the kids here and make supper and do all of these things. If they're on a treadmill and they're running in one place, they're teaching themselves to run in one place and not get things done and also worry about it. And so, yeah. And so we want to be really strong. I do have in my program Call to Dance, there's an affirmation with each dragon. And the affirmations are designed that as someone repeats the affirmation, they if there's a weakness there, that they're going to notice that, and then they're going to strengthen themselves to that word. And, you know, you and I know this, like, it's never what you think it is.
Exactly.
It's all, you know, this, the intuitive part of our soul, it's like dancing, right? You can't dance through thinking. You have to dance from your heart to be effective in that. And so we want to, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. We have to take a short break here. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Cindy Lee Yelland. And when we return, we're going to continue talking about power, I guess, of, believing that in yourself to the extent that you can be in alignment with your goals. And so we'll be back. You can call in if you would like to have a dragon reading, or if you have just something that you would like to shift energetically, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break and we'll make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Cindy Lee Yelland, right straight from Ocopogo Land in Kelowna, BC. That's our water dragon. And hey, our water dragon's having some fun now because her pool got a lot bigger.
It sure did.
Cindy, before we continue, I just want you to share your contact information. So how can people get in touch with you? And how can we see the video of you dancing? Because it's beautiful. Just incredible.
Oh, well, my website is angelontheloose.com, and I guess the best way to see it, I haven't been able to put it up yet because it's fresh, would be on Facebook.
So, oh, there we go. Under Cindy Lee Yelland, and I'll share it on The Truth is Funny also. How's that?
Yeah,
I'll do that right after this show.
All my videos are on my Facebook, so that was great. But that's the best way to see the latest one, so.
And I noticed that you had a new outfit on, and you have to understand belly dancing divas. But once that costume is defined, like once you get the costume, you're going to dance.
Yes.
We do have some callers calling in already here. Brian, who do we have?
Well, the first call we're going to go to is our regular from Seattle, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Raul. Welcome.
Good morning, Raul.
Dear Colette, hi, ladies.
Hello.
I need a little bit of that. I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello, hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that.
We can hear you.
Today is my last day on the job that I've been wanting to leave for a long time. I'm pretty excited. I just bought a brand new car. I have surgery tomorrow, and I start a new job within a week. So I need to be strong through all these changes.
Okay, you know, let's just get you, you know how I like to get a baseline, right? So we're just going to say this for you. When you feel into this, on a scale of 0 to 10, I'm going to do it a little bit different. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being that you're really, really super strong to this, and 0 being, oh, my God, I'm not ready. Where are you on that scale?
I feel 8. I feel like an 8.
8, yeah.
Eight.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, when you get in touch with all this change that's going on, that, you know, it's like it was really fast, right?
Yep, all at once.
Yeah, but it wasn't, right? You've been working on this for a while.
Yes, I have.
Remember, I think you had called in, and Leroy and I worked on this for you a while back. So we want to strengthen this change. I love this. I love this. Cindy, you know what's going on here? Which dragon card do you want to pull for Rob?
You know what? I just, number 9, which is devotion, which is our career card.
There you go.
Destiny, purpose, and life's work.
Wow, there we go. So, you know, that card is about, you know, your purpose is to be the best authentic version of yourself. I'd say you're doing a pretty good job of that, Raul.
Nice.
Yeah. So what are you picking up here? What is the last 20%?
I'm picking up just mostly settling in, but this is what I'm getting to is just this is going to be an area for him where most of the tasks done are, he's going to be able to do them with more purpose in what he's going towards now than what he had before.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're going to strengthen this for you, Raul. And what's coming up actually is you're kind of like, it's kind of funny. Like the results that we're getting from this radio show are pretty awesome, if I do say so myself. Because Rhonda McLean was calling in also, and she's selling her artwork now all around the world. And she didn't even call in about that. But that was the weakness, is she wasn't stepping into where she wanted to go. When I tested it, Raul, you've got the same issue as she has, which is, it's funny because like on Thursday, every third Thursday, I do a teleshifting event called Float Boat. And you can purchase that on thetruthisfunny.com. But it's $9.99 if you purchase it singly, or you can buy the whole year. And we've been working through the signs of the zodiac. And this answer, it's about adolescence. And it's kind of like you're like this whole energy of all these teenagers and all of these people moving into a new way of life with new change and new opportunities. And we want to strengthen you to that. But it's really funny because Rhonda's on that teleshifting call. And for the last, you know, four times since I started, this will be the fourth one, actually. Her number one weakness is being bothered by not having any bothers. So I've been strengthening everybody to that, not to being bothered by it, but like not having any bothers. Like we get so used to, oh my goodness, we got to get this done and we got to get that done. And I'm not going where I'm going. And in just seconds, it can change. And so we want
to
strengthen.
People aren't used to people aren't used to having, being in that space for, oh, gee, everything's going well.
Yeah.
Like
I love
waiting
it.
For the other shoe to drop, right? Because, you know, which is actually the state that we're meant to be in, right?
Yeah, and this is coming up for you, Raul. Religious upbringing. What religion were you raised with?
Roman Catholic.
Yeah. Me too. You too? Yeah, my mom always used to say, well, don't get too happy. Because, you know, but my dad used to say, shift or get off the pot. Get out of my way. He was an entrepreneur. And so we're just going to strengthen you to these two, like the fear of all the change. But what's really happening here, Raul, is you're getting what you want. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, things are, I feel like things are moving.
So have you ever
had...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, like you said earlier, I feel like I'm graduating, actually. Like I'm a grown up now. That's how I feel.
I love it. Don't grow up too much. Now, I want to really correct everybody who's listening into this. We can grow up, but we want to disassociate that from growing old.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
You know, Cindy, I've corrected you on this because you said you wanted to grow old with a partner. And I said, who wants to grow old with? I like to grow younger every day. And you know, hey, Raul, that bum workout that you posted on Facebook, I've been doing that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's a challenging workout. Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Oh, my
good.
Gosh. No, not yet.
No, not you, Cindy. I'm asking Raul.
Oh.
Yes, of course.
Raul, do you remember that?
I think so, yeah. There are a couple of ones that are really good. I think there's one, the 10-minute one, yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny because I was like, 10 minutes of this. I got through 3 minutes and I couldn't walk the next day. And I go for 10-kilometer hikes. So it's reminding me of this energy of climbing into this new place, being strong to where you're going. And, the rear view mirror, this is another one that's coming up card-wise, is the card that we call Scotoma. And this is a card about... not being able to see the values in yourself when other people can, or other people not being able to see the value in you, or everybody being able to see the value and then no one really being able to see the value in you. There's these four different personality glitches. So we're just going to strengthen you to all of those, to all the new people that, I mean, this feels so strong to me. How are you feeling, Raul?
Oh, I feel great. I mean, it's kind of new to me to be in the space where things are actually flowing smoothly towards what I want. And I've gotten a taste of it.
I love
it. Like this whole thing. It's like the whole universe is like, okay, let's go.
Okay. What I'd like to do, because we have to take a break, Raul, I would just like to have you hang on through the break, because I'm getting you're like about 0.17% away from getting where you want to be here. And I want to work on this during the break with Cindy. And then when we come back, we'll see where you're at. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and talesfromthevector.com for energy correcting cards and paintings. The paintings are now available. We're working on the site to make it easier. But if you want for now to purchase a painting, you can contact me at info@talesfromthevector.com or info@thetruthisfunny.com. You can also reach me on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth Is Funny with Colette, where I will be posting the video of Cindy's latest dance. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819, right after this short break.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Cindy Lee Yelland on the show with me today. We're talking about dragons and we're talking about readings. And I just wanted to mention, so I don't forget, that I wanted to say that I'm part of this project that is border-free bees. And so we've created a nectar trail all the way from the Summerhill Pyramid Winery. And I love this because they're into biodynamic farming, into organic farming. They make beautiful wine. And they're doing a lot of work with this Nectar Trail project to strengthen for the bees. I wasn't aware. I've learned a lot about bees in the last while. But bees don't easily travel very far. And so even crossing like a busy street, because so many people have lawns and they have, gravel or whatever, the bees need to be able to burrow into the ground. And so we're creating along the path, all of people that have been dedicating time to providing a space for the bees so they can kind of keep moving on their journey. And I'm really proud to be part of this project. They're going to be coming through here sometime tomorrow, 1:30 to 4:30, interviewing people that have been part of this project. I'm going to be putting a newsletter out very quickly here. If you want to sign up for my newsletter, you can go to thetruthisfunny.com. And I had this very ugly fence. And now the bee project inspired me. The fence is all painted and it's all done up. And I've got a lot of clematis growing and roses. And it's just so exciting. Anyway, I wanted to mention that if you want to know more about it, you can go to Kelowna, that's Kelowna, at borderfreebees.com. And you can find out more information about that. We're wanting to inspire others in other parts of the city and also in other parts of the country and other parts of the world to also take part in these projects. So I just wanted to say that. And then, Cindy, you and I had been working with Raul here over the break. Just tell us what we were, what you were picking up.
Well, I was thinking about too, the first thing that came to me was that a lot of people think that in order for things to work out that they have to work really hard, and that's not always the case. Sometimes if you just go with the flow, more like the Zen thing, that things work out much better because you know they're going to. And yeah. Like a lot of people have that attitude that they're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they're using their imagination for good things, because they're imagining bad things or, ooh, what's going to happen next, instead of, everything's going to be awesome, this is great, and imagining all the good things that could happen.
Absolutely. And so we just want to check in with you, Raul. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. A little spacey like I usually do when you work on me, but I'm feeling good.
You feel very strong to this, and yes. I really, I just want to strengthen anyone else listening in, because we're all, like Cindy said, to work too hard at anything kind of saps your energy. And so, we were shifting you, Raul, for a bit now, like to really step into your purpose. And what I say to people is, if you're concerned about what your purpose is, you don't know what your purpose is, your purpose is to be the best version of you. And for people out there, that means that if you do things in your life with purpose, and you take consistent steps of action towards your goals, using your time efficiently and effortlessly as possible. You're going to not exhaust yourself with these thoughts that are not benefiting. And so we're going to strengthen all of this for you, Raul, and for everyone else. And congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Yes, just I knew you would.
You're stepping into
Thank
this new
much.
Role in this way. I just love it. I think it's, and it feels strong to me now. The only weakness that's kind of barely there is just past experience. It's actually coming up educational experiences now of not measuring up all the time. Did you always get A's in school?
Back and forth, because I didn't care about most of just subjects in school. So I got A's and then I didn't care. And if I didn't care, then I had to get A's to get a semi-decent grade.
There you go. Okay. So that's that's what the issue is. It's not that hard to get A's. It's for you. It's a lot of people learn differently than there's so many different ways of learning. And so we're going to strengthen you to let go of any attachments that you still have to your educational experiences of falling short is what's coming up. And so we just want to strengthen that for everyone, in the school system, and this is bringing up my card, The Need to Be Right. It's one of the karmic spaces. And that card is about, a lot of us do have the need to be right. And that a lot of that comes from when we are in school. And we have to be right to get an A. And so we're just going to strengthen you to this, that you're already strong to where you're going, strong to where you have been, and strong to the present moment at this time. And so you start this job tomorrow, do you?
No, tomorrow's surgery, the 26th of June, is my new job.
Okay. And so we're just going to strengthen you to 100% moving forward with ease and effortlessness in this. What's the surgery?
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say.
It's a little hernia.
Yeah,
it's a little hernia repair.
Okay. So a little hernia repair is like sort of things splitting apart a little bit, okay? So we're just going to strengthen your right side and your left side of your body to merge together now. I'm getting, this is quite common right now, Cindy. Hey, a lot of people are going through this. With relationships, we talk about that with a dragon. It's the card Embracing. And if you can look these cards up at Tales from the Vector if you don't have them. But Embracing is sort of about the twin souls. And the twin souls, a lot of people think like that's about a man and a woman. It's about, anytime there's a man and a woman involved, it's about masculine and feminine energy within ourselves. And so I'm just getting that, this little tiny repair is kind of your last need to be there. Cindy, what are you getting about the surgery? I'm going to work in the background here on the other stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm getting exactly the same thing. And this is sort of the last little hurdle that he needs to get over, or that he is, I should not need to, that is, he is getting over now to sort of step into what he needs to do for his life's purpose and for his happiness and everything that he wants. This is the last little bump in the road.
Yeah,
I'm picking up,
and so we're gonna. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah, and I'm just saying like that. This is it may appear to not be a good thing, but it actually is.
There's all sorts of things that appear not to be a good thing. And this timing thing is really coming up this week. Like a lot. Yeah. It's been coming up with my clients. It's been I do personal consultations, and a lot of people are feeling like they don't have enough time, or their timing is off or whatever. And timing issues are coming up. There's a lot of people right now on the planet that are going through what we call a number 13 card transition. And transition can feel a lot like death. And so a lot of people, when they're going through major changes, it'll bring up, dredge up old things like that are in the plumbing. I swear is how I'm getting it, right?
No, it's true. It's true.
And
although it may seem to be a bad thing now, it's something that you'd rather go through and deal with it now than later when you're kind of entrenched in what you really want to do.
Absolutely. We've talked about this quite a bit. For myself, I can explain to people how this has been for me. Frustrating because I had malware on my computer. It slowed me down for a week. I've been working on this big project that I'll tell you about when we come back. But it's you know, now when I look at it, it's like the timing is perfect. And so sometimes when we get slowed down a little bit, it's so that we can go speed back up. And this is natural in the universe. So I want to thank you, Raul, for calling in. And
so accurate, ladies.
You know,
thank you,
please
Colette.
Do
so
email us thank and you. Let us know how you're doing. The surgery feels strong. You feel strong. It all feels good to me.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I so appreciate it. So accurate.
We're at that. Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. And thank you for highlighting what a lot of people go through when they finally get the change they want. What I say to people is, if you get what you want and you don't want it anymore, give it to someone who does want it. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We do have another caller who's been patiently waiting. When we come back, we will take that call and we'll talk some more about, you know, this energy that's on the planet right now and, you know, what the dragon cards do. And Cindy, we got to remember, I'm just going to say this now, we have time, that we will be at the Holistic Fair and Holistic, and how do you say it, Cindy?
Holistic Market and Psychic Fair.
There we go. And we will be at the Laurel Packard Building in Kelowna here from 11 till 4 on Sunday, the 18th of June here, this coming Sunday.
It's Father's Day.
It's perfect. Oh, I can imagine what's going to... We'll talk about it when we get back. We got to get off the air now and let them have their little message. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Cindy Lee Yelland here with me, and we have someone who's been patiently waiting called in, Brian. Do we have that caller here now?
Yes, indeed we do. It's the one and only Chelsea from Canada. Chelsea, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Chelsea. Where Hello. Are you calling from?
From Canada.
Yeah, I know. In the Okanagan, though, right?
Yes.
How is the lake treating you?
It's getting pretty, it keeps getting pretty deep.
Pretty full, hey? Yeah.
It's, oh, yeah.
What I was picking up, because I was just picking this up right away here, is water is about emotion, and there's a lot of emotion in the area right now. What can we do for you today?
I want to shift the energy to love all parts of my body. I look in the mirror and I focus on like
that's beautiful.
Wrinkles, and I really want to shift it.
Okay. On your wrinkles?
Oh, well, just everything, like my body weight, my body size, just the body. I want to love the body. And yeah.
Okay, cool. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, how much is this bothering you?
I'd say about 7.
Okay. I just want to say that... Cindy, you have a lot to say about this. I can feel
it.
You're talking, I'm going to correct, okay? Which dragon card, Cindy?
I would say like the love card.
Unfettered.
No, number 18, which is unfettered.
Yes, number, I got that one too.
Yeah, because it's about, we don't have enough time for me to get into all of it, but I mean, I worked in the beauty industry for 10 years before I was a counselor and a dancer. So, I mean, our whole society is built around trying to make you not feel good about yourself so that you spend money from your wallet, right? So now what I do is teach women how to unleash that goddess within. There's nothing wrong with the way you are right now. You're perfect, whole, and complete, exactly the way you are right now. And my advice is ignore the messages from other people that way or from other stimuli. I mean, you know, I can feel just from the caller, you're beautiful. Like you're, you know, wow.
I actually have met Chelsea in person, and she is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I was just, this has been coming up for a lot of people, and I was very saddened to hear. I lost a very someone that I had a lot of joy, you know, watching go forward in her life. And you know, she just passed away, you know, a couple weeks ago, and it was about this, it was around this having to be perfect, you know, and what I've learned, you know, and the card that's coming up here right now is the deception, which is, you know, Hex in the City, which is in their groom sticks.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, it's kind of like a lot of women have a tendency to want to please others with their body, or to like it's like the external forces outside of them, that they're trying to rise up to an image. And it's not just women that go through this. Men go through this also. And the thing is there's no battle between the sexes. If you ask men, what do you love about a woman, or what can you say? They never mention cellulite. You know what I mean?
No, they don't. Well, and it's funny you should say that, because I mean, my whole career as working in the like in the beautician area of it, right, is that a lot of women worry about the most, men don't even notice.
Yeah.
You know, you're spending hours and hours working on all this on the outside of your body, you know, your makeup, your hair, and most men, they don't notice at all.
They notice when they see someone looking put together and looking great.
Sure.
But whether they have makeup on or the fashion or not, it's more about the way people carry themselves. And
So
we want to strengthen you to this, Chelsea. You are beautiful. And
Chelsea, it's about how your energy comes across.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you walk into a room, people feel you before they see you.
There we go.
It's about your personal energy. And so if you're feeling a little down, I think it's more to do with your energy than how you look.
Absolutely.
You know, when you feel awesome, when you get up and you feel good, then you feel like you look good. But the only difference is that your energy is good, is high.
So it's kind of like trying to rise up to unreal expectations. And expectations, yeah. We talk about this a lot. You know, I have my call to dance seminars are coming up, and, you know, we're doing another live event. And I also wanted to mention this because we've had to change the venue. It will be at the Holiday Inn Express, and we will have free demos there on Friday, September 22nd from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and Friday, September 29th from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, so that people can experience what it's like to shift energetically. And also, I love it because the seminar, we'll have a layer one on the first weekend, and then on the second weekend on the 30th and the 1st of October, we'll have our very first layer two. And so we just want to, mention that venue has changed. And also, you know, invite anyone that's in the area in the Okanagan, because also, Cindy, we do a lot of dancing, you know, and, you know, we like to create sisterhood with that. And so we want to strengthen that for all women. If women weren't in competition with each other to look good, you know, mostly for men, it seems like a lot of the time, there wouldn't be this competition between women. So we want to strengthen the sisterhood.
Well, you know what I found from also working in the beauty industry is that a lot of people think that women spend all their time looking good for men, but it's usually more about competition to look better than the other woman.
Exactly. That's what I was just saying.
True. It's very true.
Yeah. And
how much time you free up if you're not doing that.
Yeah. To have fun things to do, right? So, Chelsea, where are you at right now? How are you feeling about this? Do you feel it? Do you perceive a change?
I'd say about a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, that's good. So we're going to strengthen this. When you look in the mirror, I'm going to strengthen everybody, men, women, children, like, you know, this is coming up. What is your age, Chelsea?
I'm 31.
31? Okay, so yeah, moving into the, when you leave 30 and you now are like older than 30, you've gone to 39. And so when you're looking in the mirror, I'm getting what you're looking for is the wrinkles that you're going to have when you're 39. And I'm getting you don't have that many in your body. You've had children?
Yes, two.
Do you have? Yeah. So, you know, a woman's body changes after they have children. And those are normal. And when you look at a magazine, and the content in the magazine, it's generally about 3/4 of the magazine is advertisements of women that are not your average woman. They're much taller and much thinner than your average woman. And that's because they are showing off the clothing. And that's what their job is as models, to show off the clothing. And clothing looks better on, for designers, it looks better on women that are tall and thin, so you can see the draping and all of that. But in the real world, that's not the case. So we're just going to strengthen you to being real, okay? Being true to yourself, 100% here. What's coming up is for a lot of little girls around the age of 7, they're still feeling pretty good about themselves. But when they start moving into 8, they're already worrying about how do I look? And a lot of this is, you know, what I call tactics and about, you know, believing the press, believing everything you hear and read and see. And so a lot of the images that we see as women that are, they're not true images. And some of them are
I was going to say a lot of, like, from working in the beauty industry as well, people would come in and they would show me this picture. I want my hair to look like this, or I want my makeup to look like that. And I'd have to explain to them that this picture in this magazine, this isn't what this person looks like. This person has had a team of people work on them for 8 hours, and then the photo's been airbrushed. Nobody gets out of bed and has a shower and looks like that.
Oh, you know what, Cindy? We went over time here in Chelsea. I'm so sorry. I missed my cues from Brian. They just popped up on Skype now. So we got to call her quits. And Chelsea, feel free to call in and let us know. To email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Bye for now. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.